Well, good afternoon. I'm very happy to be back here again with you this afternoon.
下午好，我非常高兴再次回到你们当中。
This afternoon, I want to talk about what I have found to be a key to understanding the Bible better. By that I mean an idea that can help you make better sense of what is going on through the breadth of the Scriptures.
今天下午我想谈谈我发现的一个更好的帮助理解圣经的关键。我的意思是一个关键的思路可以帮助你更好的理解整本圣经发生的事情。
This key to help unlock what the scriptures are about is to see that the Bible is a story about God creating a people for Himself.
这把钥匙可以帮助我们了解圣经的内容，那就是圣经是一个关于上帝为自己创造子民的故事。
In my English translation of the Bible, I have found the phrase that God is making or taking a people for Himself occurs two times. And in each case, that phrase is mentioned by an important biblical character. And then afterwards, the story of the Bible seems to go in a different direction.
在我英文翻译版的圣经中，我发现上帝正在为自己创造或收纳一群子民这句话在圣经中出现过两次，而且每一次都是圣经中
The first instance is by King David, when God established an eternal covenant with him. The second instance is by James, the brother of Jesus, at the important Council of Jerusalem in the first 20 years of the early church. For the sake of time, I will only deal with the second occurrence of that phrase, which is found in the Acts of the Apostles.
第一个例子是大卫王，当时上帝与大卫立下了永恒之约。第二个例子是耶稣的兄弟雅各在早期教会最初20年的耶路撒冷会议上提到的，由于时间关系。
The background to the Council of Jerusalem is that after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, the new believers in him, who were all Jewish, slowly moved out from Jerusalem. And as they did, they told the story about Jesus to their neighbors. And eventually, a great number of Gentiles, that is, non-Jewish people, became believers in Jesus.
耶路撒冷会议的背景是，耶稣复活并升天后，最先信耶稣的信徒，他们大多是犹太人，他们慢慢的从耶路撒冷向外迁移，迁移到哪里，他们就向邻居们讲述耶稣的故事，最终。
But a problem arose in that some of the Jewish believers thought these new Gentile believers had to follow all the old Jewish dietary and ritual purity customs given by God through Moses. This caused quite a dispute, and to resolve it, the apostles called together a council at Jerusalem.
但问题出现了，一些犹太信徒认为，这些新的外邦人信徒必须遵循上帝借着摩西赐给他们的所有的犹太人犹太饮食和礼仪的洁净条例。为了解决这些问题，使徒们在耶路撒冷召开了一次大公会议。
At the council, the Apostle Peter told what God had done through his ministry and pointed out that God had saved the Gentiles the way God had always and only saved anyone, through faith, not by how well they had kept certain customs and laws. And then Paul and Barnabas told how God had worked through their ministry to bring many Gentiles to salvation in Jesus.
在这次大会会议上，使徒彼得讲述了神通过他的施工所做的一切，并指出神拯救外邦人的途径是上帝一直以来拯救任何人唯一的途径，就是借着信心，而不是借着他们对某些习俗和律法的遵守的程度。然后呢，保罗和巴拿巴讲述了神如何通过他们的施工，使许多外邦人在耶稣基督里得救。
Both Peter and Paul urged the council not to place any burdens on the Gentile, recognizing the Jews had not been very good at keeping those laws and rituals themselves.
彼得和保罗都敦促大公会议，不要给外邦人带来任何负担，因为他们认识到，连犹太人自己也不能很好的遵守这些律法和礼仪。
After the conclusion of all this testimony, James, the brother of Jesus, stood up and summarized what the consensus of the council seemed to be. So let's turn to Acts chapter 15, verse 13, to read what he said.
让我们搬到使徒行传第15章第13节，看看他是怎么说的。
When they finished, James spoke up. Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself.
他们住了声。 雅各就说：“诸位弟兄，请听我的话。刚才西门诉说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓，归于自己的名下。”The
words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written. After this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things, that have been known from ages. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. So ends the reading of God's Word.
所以,据我的意见,不可难为那些归入神的外邦人。Now,
James understands this new incoming of the Gentiles is part of God's big plan to take a people for himself. What was surprising to the Jews was that this plan included the Gentiles.
雅各明白，外邦人的加入是上帝自己为收纳一群子民的大计划的一部分。让犹太人感到惊讶的是，这个计划竟然包括了外邦人。
But James realized that the prophets had foreseen this. James quoted the prophet Amos, as well as others, to support this insight. James explains that with the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, David's kingdom had been restored in the person of King Jesus, who is David's son and heir forever. And James sees that now God's plan includes the bringing in of the Gentiles, who would also bear God's name. This was part of God's big plan to create a people for himself.
雅各引用了先知阿莫斯和其他先知的话来支持这一观点。雅各解释说，随着耶稣的复活和升天，大卫的王国在耶稣这个王的身上得到了复兴，耶稣是大卫的子孙，是永远的继承人。雅各认为，现在上帝的计划包括了外邦人也来承受上帝的名。
The decision of the Council of Jerusalem ushers in a major change in the trajectory of the Bible story. For the previous 1500 years or so, the Bible story seemed to have been mostly about the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But now the story was about including people from all over the world, including people like us. As I said, there are other scriptures that support this key to understanding the Bible. But if you accept the premise that God's big plan is to create a people for himself, then there are three important implications of this plan. The implications are that we must be engaged in communion with God, engaged in worldwide evangelism, and engaged in Christian fellowship.
正如我所说的，还有其他的经文支持，这一让我们明白圣经关键的这个部分。但是，如果你接受上帝的伟大计划是为自己创造一群子民的这一前提，那么这个计划就有三个重要的应用，就是要求我们必须参与一与神交通，二在世界范围内传福音宣教，第三基督徒团契。
Let's look at the first implication, communion with God. The idea that God desires to create a people for himself means that he wants to be in close relationship with these people. In fact, this gets down to why God created us human beings in the first place. Have you ever wondered why God created people?
让我们来看看第一层的应用和含义，就是与神相交。上帝渴望为自己创造一个民族，这意味着上帝希望和这些人有着密切的关系。事实上，这就是上帝创造我们人类的初衷。你有没有想过，上帝为什么造人？
One of the important reflections on the Trinity is what theologians have called the socialness of the Trinity.
有关三位一体的重要的神学思考，就是神学家们所说的三位一体的社会性。
The basis for that idea is the realization that the three persons of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, have been giving love, receiving love, and communicating love throughout all eternity. In other words, the three persons of the Godhead have been social with one another throughout all eternity.
这一观点的基础是认识到神的三位一体，就是圣父、圣子和圣灵，在永恒中一直在给予爱、接受爱和传达爱。 这三个位格在永恒中一直彼此的交往。
When one understands the reality of the socialness of the Trinity, it's not hard to understand that the Triune God might want to expand that socialness to other beings. And theologians identify this desire of God to give, receive, and communicate love to other beings as God's motivation for creating us in the first place. Simply put, God created us because He wanted to commune with us.
当人们了解了三位一体的社会性这一个现实时，就不难理解三位一体的上帝可能想将这种社会性扩展到其他受造的生命。神学家们认为，上帝对其他生命给予、接受、传达爱的这种渴望，是上帝创造我们最初的动机。简单的说，上帝创造我们是因为他想跟我们交流相交。
Let me ask you then, who doesn't want to have communion with God?
那我来问你，谁不想与上帝相交呢？
When you think about it,that's the greatest thing there is. It is what we were created for, what gives us the greatest fulfillment, and what we will spend eternity doing.
当你仔细思想这一点的时候，你会发现，这就是最伟大的事情所在。与神相交是我们被创造的目的，与神相交带给我们最大的满足，与神相交也将是我们永生去做的事情。
But there are some people who do not want to have communion with God.
但有些人并不想与神交通。
These are people who want to do things their way, not God's way. Basically, they want to sin. This is the first category of people who don't want to have communion with God.
这些人就是想按着自己的方式去做自己的事情，而不是按着上帝的方式。基本上说，他们要的就是犯罪。这就是第一类不想与神交通的人。
The second category might be those who sense their guilt before God and are afraid of Him. But this is why Jesus came into the world, to reconcile us to God.And to bring peace between us and God through His death and resurrection. And for those who trust in Jesus, not only has God forgiven their sins, but the Holy Spirit has entered their hearts, and they know the presence of God as a real thing in their lives.
第二类可能就是那些感到自己在上帝面前有罪，而且害怕上帝的人。但这正是耶稣来到这个世界的原因。基于他的受死主火，使我们与上帝和好，为我们和上帝之间带来了和平。对这些信靠耶稣的人来说，上帝不仅赦免了他们的罪，圣灵还进入到他们的内心，并且他们知道上帝真实的存在在他们的生命当中。
So the first implication of God wanting to recreate a people for Himself is that He wants a people with whom He could have communion.
因此，上帝想要为自己创造一个子民的第一层含义就是，他想要一个可以和他相交的子民。
The second implication of that idea is that God is taking these people from all over the world.This idea may have been new to Jewish believers in Jesus' day, but that was not how things were from the beginning.
三位一体社会性的第二层含义或者应用，就是上帝要从世界各地收纳这些人。对信奉耶稣的犹太人来说，这种想法可能很新鲜，但事情从一开始就不是这样。
Now, if you remember the story from Genesis, God gave Adam and Eve a mandate to be fruitful and to multiply and spread throughout the world. And after the flood, God gave Noah a mandate to do the same.
如果你还记得创世纪中的故事，上帝给了亚当夏娃一个使命，就是要让他们生养众多，遍满地面。大洪水过后，上帝又给了挪亚同样的使命。
Now God was looking to have a people with whom he could commune who covered the entire world. But as the story of the Tower of Babel showed, mankind was not interested in spreading throughout the world. So God confused their languages, which forced them to spread out.
上帝希望能够遍地遍满全地的人和他相交，但正如巴别塔的故事所展示的，人类对遍满地面的事情并不感兴趣，于是上帝混淆了他们的语言，迫使他们向外扩张。
Now at that point, the Bible story seems to focus on one particular family, on Abraham and his descendants. But you will note, even when God says he would bless Abraham and his descendants, he also promised that through Abraham's seed, all the people on the face of the earth would be blessed.
在这一点上，圣经的故事似乎集中在亚伯拉罕和他的后裔这个特殊的家庭上。但你会注意到，同时上帝说，他会赐福亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。上帝也同样允许说，借着亚伯拉罕的后裔，全地的人都要得到祝福。
Now moving to near the end of the Bible story, when Jesus is about ready to ascend into heaven, what does he tell his apostles to do? Jesus tells them to go spread the good news of the gospel throughout the world, indicating that God's plan was to create a people for himself from all the people on the face of the earth.
在圣经故事即将结束时，耶稣即将升天，他吩咐使徒们要做什么呢？耶稣吩咐他们去把福音的大好消息传遍世界，这表明上帝的计划是要从全地所有人中为自己创造一个属他的子民。
So what this means for us is that we all should be engaged in some way in worldwide evangelization. So ask yourself, how are you involved in this project of world evangelization? You should be participating in some way.
那么这个应用对我们有什么意义呢？我们都应该以某种方式参与世界宣教的事工中。那么请你扪心自问，你是否参与到世界宣教的事工中呢？或者说你应该以某种方式参与在其中呢？
The third implication of God's plan is that if we want to be part of God's people, well, we need to get along with the rest of God's people. In other words, we have to love our brothers and sisters in Christ.
上帝计划的第三层含义，如果我们想成为上帝子民的一份子，我们就需要与上帝的其他子民和睦相处。换句话说，我们必须爱我们在基督里的弟兄姊妹。
I don't know if it's ever occurred to you, but we really are brothers and sisters in Christ. One could say that all those who believe in Jesus share a new DNA in common that makes us siblings with one another.
我不知道你们是否想过，我们在耶稣基督里真的是弟兄姊妹。可以说，所有信耶稣的人都有一个新的共同的基因，使我们彼此成为 兄弟姊妹。
Now remember what Jesus told Nicodemus. Jesus said that no one could see the kingdom of God unless he is born again of the Holy Spirit. See, being born again of the Holy Spirit is as though we share a new set of DNA in our lives. And it's the same set of DNA that our brothers and sisters in Christ have. Just like you share DNA with your earthly brothers and sisters.
还记得耶稣对尼哥底母说的话吗？耶稣说，人若不是从圣灵重生，就不能进神的国。从圣灵重生，就好像我们生命中共享一套新的 DNA。在基督里，我们和其他弟兄姊妹有了一样的 DNA， 就像你和你属世的弟兄姊妹共同享用共享同样血缘的 DNA 一样。
This desire of God that we love one another is mentioned throughout the New Testament. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
上帝希望我们彼此相爱，在新约圣经中处处可见。在最后的晚餐，耶稣在约翰福音13:34-35对门徒们说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出我们，认出你们是我的门徒了。
And the Apostle John, in his first letter, even points out that loving your brother and sister in Christ is a key test of whether you truly are one of God's children. He says if you don't love your brother or sister, you're just deceiving yourself that you're a Christian. And John concludes his teaching with his injunction. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another.
使徒约翰在他的约翰一书中同样指出，爱你在基督里的弟兄姊妹是检验你是否真正属于上帝儿女的一个重要标准。他说，如果你不爱你的弟兄姊妹，那你就是在自欺欺人，自己以为自己是基督徒。在约翰的这一段教导中，最后他这样的总结，就是约翰一书4:11说，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样的爱我们，我们也当彼此的相爱。
Now let's be honest, loving our brothers and sisters in Christ can at times be challenging, can it? Just like loving our earthly brothers and sisters can be. But we have to understand that God is creating a new kind of people here on earth. And by loving one another, we show that we are God's people. And we show what God is like.
诚实地说，爱基督里的弟兄姊妹有时候是一件很有挑战的事情。就像爱我们在世上的弟兄姊妹一样。但我们必须明白，上帝正在全地创造一种新造的人，借着他们的彼此相爱来表明我们是属上帝的子民，也表明我们的上帝是怎样一位上帝。
Again, I know this can be challenging, but God has put the Holy Spirit into our hearts to help us.
我知道这很有挑战性，但上帝将圣灵注入在我们的心中，帮助我们可以做到这一点。
In summary, I hope the idea that the Bible is a story about God creating a people for himself will help you as you read the Bible. And that as you read, you will see more and more the ways that the idea is true and helpful. I also hope that you are challenged by the three implications of God's plan. And you seek to commune with God more, You seek to love your brothers and sisters in Christ better, and you seek to help spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the world.
最后总结地说，我盼望圣经使对你有所帮助，在你阅读这部过程中，你会发现越来越多的渠道证明这个观点是正确的，而且是有帮助的。我也希望你能从上帝的计划的三个方面得到挑战，就是寻求与上帝更多的相交，更好地爱你在基督里的弟兄姊妹，并帮助你在传递传播耶稣基督的大好消息。
So let us pray. Dear God, we thank you that out of your love and great mercy, that you have desired to create a people for yourself. And we thank you that you have brought us into that people, and that we bear your name. We thank you that we can commune freely and deeply with you, that we have new brothers and sisters in Christ who share in this reality, and can help us in this journey of life. And help us to be involved in your project to bring others into your family.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你，出于你的大爱和大怜悯，你愿意为自己创造一个属你的子民。我们感谢你，将我们纳入你的子民，并让我们承受你的圣灵。我们感谢你。 我们可以自由地深入地与你相交，在基督里，我们有了新的弟兄姊妹，彼此真实的分享，来帮助我们走完我们人生的旅程。求你帮助我们，能够参与你国度子民的计划，更多带领更多的人加入你的大家庭。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。